Hi, my name is Missy Peterson. I'm 48 years old. I live in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I am a little over 25 years post double lung transplant.
I'm Lisa Stackhouse. I am 52 years old. I live in Blaine, Minnesota, or Minneapolis area. I am post-transplant as well, like Missy, so we're at a higher risk of colon cancer. So I've had 4 colonoscopies already.
My name is Elise Salkonen Goldberg. I'm 63 years old with cystic fibrosis, and I'm 8.5 years post-double lung transplant.
I'm Anna Payne. I'm 34 years old. I live in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and I have cystic fibrosis and stage 4 colon cancer.
One of the things about having cystic fibrosis is your increased incidence of epithelial cell cancers, which includes colon cancer.
Well, unfortunately, I had my first colonoscopy when they were actually looking for cancer. So I advise you to not wait until that is the case. So I got my first colonoscopy in August of 2021, and I was actually diagnosed with cancer in July of 2021.
Since you've heard most of us are post-transplant, I also want to just make sure we emphasize this is for all CF patients. On the foundation's website, they do have the median age of onset of colorectal cancer in patients with CF is roughly 20 to 30 years younger than the general population. So that's pretty big. And so it's just important that you stay on top of your colonoscopies.
My younger brother, who was also a CF carrier, sadly passed away at the age of 50 from colon cancer because he was a carrier. So both carriers and individuals with cystic fibrosis, it is a really important necessity that you stay on top of your scheduling for a colonoscopy. It'll literally save your life.
One thing that is tends to be helpful when doing a colonoscopy prep is not even, you know, if you're not already on a Miralax routine, to be doing Miralax daily, twice a day, at least a week or two ahead of your prep, because that kind of gets your colon going, kind of gets it moving and starting that kind of unusual movement that you're going to have the day of your colonoscopy prep.
Make sure 2 weeks before your colonoscopy that you go and have your prescriptions filled for your colonoscopy prep and go to the your grocery store to get your clear liquid diet and low residue diets. And try not to wait till the last minute because you never know about the RXs if they're ready to be filled or not.
So plan on staying home. Don't plan on going anywhere because you never know when you're going to have to, the stuff just kind of just kicks in out of nowhere. You're not really that would be my tip, would be to just kind of stay close to the bathroom. You don't have an accident.
One really important thing to do is to check with your endocrinologist if you have CFRD and you need to adjust your insulin intake, whether that means adjusting it in your pump, your shots, or your Bluetooth pens, because you will be eating considerably less calories and the chances of you having hypoglycemia are greatly increased.
And we do have an intense regimen for our colonoscopy prep, so follow it as closely as possible as you can, because if there's any residue left in your colon, it may be postponed because it's not clear enough to get a good test. So, you know, the prep isn't that bad. You know, just go through it and then have a good clean test, and hopefully you won't have to do it again for another 5 years.
And a lot of folks after transplant end up with kidney issues. Talk to your doctor about the right kind of prep so that you don't dehydrate yourself too much or don't use the wrong kind of prep, because there are certain ones safer for those of us with chronic kidney disease than others. And that's very, very important, because you don't want your electrolytes to go so low that you end up having to go to the ER and get fluids there due to the colonoscopy prep.
I was kind of unaware of the prep. It was kind of thrown at me last minute the first time. So I would, like, if you know ahead of time, stay hydrated, like drink as much as you can between the time, like that week or whatever the time frame is, like when you actually get the go lightly, like I would start drinking like extra a week ahead of time because it's going to drain all of the liquid inside your body and flush it like in like through your digestive system. So I severely dehydrated.
One thing to remember is to plan for a driver. You're not able to drive after your colonoscopy because of the sedation. And you should have somebody with you at least 12 hours when you get home, just because there's any type of issues that may arise.
Have your selection of foods, both low calorie, low sugar, as well as some with sugar, so that you'll be able to maintain a healthy glucose level. Those can include Gatorade, the lower sugar Powerade, as well as something I recently discovered, which made the whole colonoscopy prep incredibly easier and more joyful. You can eat hard candy that is white or yellow, and yellow or clear gummy bears, which is something to look forward to when you're not eating much else.
But I like to do broths. You can do like chicken broth or beef broth. It just can't have a whole lot of sediment in it. And that helps me with like the salty that I need, because the Gatorades and the Propels and all that kind of stuff are sweet, or like really sweet to me. So I need that extra salt.
I am a big Werther's Original. I love to suck on these. I'm going through my liquid prep. And there are sugar-free brand too. So you have both of them. I think they taste really good, in addition to Elise's.
So I also include popsicles, and those need to be orange or lemon lime, as well as Jell-O. Same thing, you can't have anything that's red, green, or purple.
And then I do Pedialyte, and I do the organic Pedialyte, and I do the clear, or there's like a lemon lime one that I do.
Additionally, broth is a very comforting, warm liquid. One of the things when you're prepping for a colonoscopy, because you're not intaking a lot of calories, you tend to get very cold. So warm liquids always help, and it's helpful to have the additional sodium that might be present in the broth, or if you're on a low sodium diet, as I am, I stick with the low sodium broth. That can be very comforting when you're trying to warm yourself up.
So I found Jell-O to be very helpful because like it confused my stomach into thinking there was really food, but there was not really food. And it has protein in it. And not all brands of Jell-O have protein. So when you're buying the Jell-O, make sure you get the kind that has protein in it. So this way, like, because you're losing a lot of stuff when you're going to the bathroom, and like the protein will help.
The day you get your colonoscopy, I would not just jump to a full course, 5-course dinner. Definitely kind of ease into eating again, because your stomach has been through a lot already, especially if you've had to have any kind of biopsies done or whatnot.
My favorite distractions when prepping for a colonoscopy are, I love to do knitting, crocheting, and it's a great time to set aside shows that you just want to binge, because you're not going to be leaving your house. And you don't have to make excuses why you're sitting and watching your favorite show for hours and hours, because you're actually getting something done while you're preparing your prep for your colonoscopy.
TV, watching books, puzzles are a good idea. To do puzzles, you want to stay near that bathroom on the day of prep. You do not want to go anywhere. So if you miss something, make sure you have somebody nearby that can go get that for you, a family member or whatnot. And the other thing I want to mention is, don't plan on the day of colonoscopy prep doing any kind of climbing on a ladder or a step stool or anything like that. I did that last time and ended up falling and hurting myself.
I didn't really do anything special besides stay home and stay near the bathroom. Like I said, like I dehydrated, so I ended up in the hospital too. So like a whole thing. But so that would be I didn't have anything nice to really have at the hospital, like no nice little wipes and still hospital toilet paper. So if you have if you can get stuff like that and bring it to your house and be like ready, that would probably be helpful. I didn't have that option, so I hope you do.
So most importantly, this is a necessary evil, but we need to make it as joyful as possible, because it's something that we all need to do. And as I said before, this will literally save your life.
I I like the aquifer gel though, like a Vaseline. It's got healing ointment that can like really help your sore bum while you're going through all of these, while you're prepping. And also having, Charmin has these like wet wipes that you can also help, you know, to wipe with, that helps as well.
There are these wonderful little things out there called portable bidets, or if you happen to have a bidet on your toilet, those are very helpful for colonoscopy prep as well, because then you're not using so much toilet paper, which is really harsh. And then you wouldn't have to worry about getting the wipes, although those can come in handy just in case.
We do hope that the age of getting a colonoscopy lowers. In the meantime, just if you have any sign or symptom of possible GI issue, just talk to your doctor and try to push for a colonoscopy. Getting a colonoscopy is so much easier than going through cancer treatment.
And also, I have lost 2 friends so far to colon cancer after transplant. And it is not a fun cancer to watch somebody go through. And to lose it has just been beyond horrible to go through. So if I can help anybody, you know, prevent colon cancer in themselves or get checked so that they can get caught early, that's my goal.
So I know when I'm going into this 3-day colonoscopy prep, I dread it a little bit, but I always say that we have our dread, then we surrender, and then we just have to enjoy it as much as possible. So choose things that bring you joy to eat, things to do that bring you joy, and know that this is one more thing that you're checking off your list to keep yourself healthy every year or whatever your scheduled colonoscopies are, and wishing you a long and healthy life, because this is one thing that definitely can be avoided.
So I would say the best thing to do is to advocate for yourself. Like, I was only 34 when I got diagnosed, and I had stage 4. That's kind of like the last stage that they can find it in. Please just be a squeaky wheel. Like, we know that the age is recommended is 40, and we know like there's data to back up that it's not sufficient. And the only way to get it to change, and you have to save your own life. That's literally what this comes down to. This is you saving your own life. You are throwing yourself a buoy in the water, because right now we don't have any. Please, if I can urge you to do anything, give yourself a buoy and don't take no for an answer. Don't take no for an answer. I don't care how silly the symptom seems. Do not take no for an answer, because this matters. It's your life. Please.